30 years from right now, you'll listen to this show again, and it will be just as good and just as entertaining as it is now. I promise. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily, and we will play the fake headline game. We did this once before. The audience loved it, so we're going to do it again. How it works is there are so many different stories that appear from so many different sources of media nowadays. Can Christina figure out the fake? Stay tuned and find out. And then social media is at it again. A wife discovered that her husband had a second wife because of good old Facebook. You can learn anything by hanging out on Facebook. And then things you never, ever, never, ever buy at the grocery store. Getting ready to do that shopping for the week? Hold on, you may want to change that list after you hear what we have to say. We start things off this hour with classic television. Turns out, it's not as classic as we thought it was. All of a sudden, we have all of these new channels that have popped up on our cable and or satellite systems. Antenna TV, Cozy, Laugh, MeTV, there are so many. Why are they there? Well, because with your digital stations in your area, your real stations, your ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever, they now have digital sub-channels that they must program. The cheapest way to program these stations is to throw old television shows on that nobody is really watching anymore. So we've gone back 20, 30, 40, 50 years to find programming. And that's what they've done. So we're being exposed to shows that we haven't seen in a long time. And it turns out that, at least in my opinion, my memory of these shows turns out to be better than the shows actually are. A lot of people say, well, you know, TV has gone so far nowadays. Well, no, you know what? TV reflects modern society, finally. TV has had to mature on many levels because of HBO and Showtime and the subject matter that they started dealing with, what, 10, 15 years ago. And we are talking about social issues now that you never would have heard about on television. Go back to some of these old shows. All right, I stopped off and watched an episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show a couple of days ago. It was awful. It's from a different time when media and just in terms of our society, we didn't talk about certain things. And our TV shows didn't really reflect who we were. Go back and look at some of these shows and even some of the commercials from those times. They're on YouTube. And you would think that the entire world was white, 40, and predominantly male. It's not what this country is. Finally, we have shows and we have media that will honestly reflect who we are as a nation. And not just the little groups that we decide to hang out with, but all of us. One big society. White, black, religious, non-religious, gay, straight. All of these viewpoints, all of these characterizations are now reflected in our television shows. Look at Modern Family and shows like that. It is not that they're daring, they're just honest. And it's not as if you need to hide the kids from many of these shows. Yes, they are a bit more sexual than they used to be in content, but they are much more honest in terms of how they reflect who we as a country really are. So go back and look at some of these very watered-down, saccharine, white, 40, 45, 50-ish shows from the late 60s and through the 70s. Was it great television? Well, for what we expected then, it was. For a modern society that has real problems and sometimes needs to look at itself to deal with those problems, the reflection was completely inaccurate. Stay with us. The fake headline game is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win the slam dunk contest.
The clear crowd favorite Webb took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2 to 5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.